of lessons.
这是这个系列的最后一课。
On interpreting the Bible.
就是圣经的解释。
Next week we're going to start a series of looking at great Christians from history.
在下个星期我们开始另外一个系列，就是这个历史上的伟大的基督徒。
And what they teach us.
到底我们可以从他们身上学到什么？
Next week we will look at a man by the name of Athanasius.
下个星期我们要看的是亚他拿修。
And what he teaches us about the importance of what we believe.
他就是教我们我们所信的有何等的重要。
The week after that, we're going to look at a married couple, Jonathan and Sarah Edwards.
在下边我们就会看约翰 Jonathan 约纳丹和萨拉爱德华。
And what they teach us about marriage.
他所教导我们关于婚姻的教导。
We're going to look after that at William Tyndale and the importance of Scripture.
就是会讲丁道尔，那就是这个圣经的重要性。
But this morning I want to wrap up a few things about interpreting Scripture.
所以今天早晨我在想把这个圣经的解释做个总结。
Since we are at the end of a series, you won't have any homework today.
因为今天是最后一节课，所以我们没有家庭作业。
So for those of you who are conscientious about doing your homework, you get a week off.
所以呢，你们很留意去做家庭作业的，这个星期你们可以休息。
Let me ask you, what did you find from 1 Peter? What as Christians are we to do to one another?
所以呢，你们从彼得前书，你们知道说，基督徒之间应该彼此怎么样呢？
Love one another.
就是彼此相爱。第一个说。
Good. What else?Have harmony with one another.
就是彼此之间有和睦。
Which is more difficult?
是哪个更重要
呢？
彼此相爱更难呢，还是彼此和睦更难？
Love?
他说爱更难。
How many of you would say loving sounds like the most difficult?
多少人觉得这个相爱是更困难的？
How many would say living in harmony?
多少人觉得彼此和睦相处更困难呢？
Yeah, I probably agree with the second group of you. In this sense, living in harmony is the visible evidence of the living in love.
因为呢，彼此能够和睦相处，是你能够彼此相爱的一种外在表现。
I was pastoring in Taiwan.
我在台湾牧会的时候
，there were two men on our board of.Deacons who did not get along ever.
有两个执事呢，他们不能和睦相处。
If this one voted yes, I knew automatically this one would vote no.
如果在一件事情上，一个执事他投赞成票，另外一个肯定会投反对票。
On every issue they disagree.
在每件事情上，他们都意见不同。
On Sunday, I had preached about loving one another.
有一个星期天，我在讲到的主题是彼此相爱。
And then we had a deacons meeting.
然后我们就开执事会。
And they were sitting across from each other, and as always, they disagreed.
然后他们就坐在桌子的两边，就像以前一样，总是每件事情都意见不同。
And finally, one of them looked at the other and said.
最后呢，有一个看着另外一个说。
The pastor said, "I must love you."
牧师说了，我必须要爱你。
I love you.
我爱你。
But I don't like you very much.
但是我一点都不喜欢你。
Peter says we must love one another.
彼得说我们要彼此相爱。
But maybe more difficult is we must live in harmony with one another.
但是更难的可能就是我们要彼此和睦相处。
I can say I love you, I just want to stay away.
我可以说我爱你，但是我就想离你远一点。
But living in harmony is the living out of that love. All right, did you see anything else? Oh, I'm sorry.
和睦相处就是把你里边那个彼此相爱给活出来。下边一个是彼此顺服。哦、submit to each other.
Submit to each other, okay? And that's part of this loving and living in harmony.
这个也是就是彼此相爱、彼此和睦相处的一部分。
And notice the submitting to one another.
他有讲到说你们要彼此顺服。
It is not, I'm the boss, and you submit.
不是说我是老板，你们都得听我的。
It is submitting one to another.
他说要彼此顺服。
Okay, anyone else?
还有没有别的？就是，哦，就是 sympathy. chapter 3, verse 8. Sympathy, have sympathy,
sympathy
with each other.
With one another.
彼此体恤。
And that word sympathy,
这个体恤,
is the idea of feeling what the other feels.
就是你能够去体会到对方别人的感受。
It is part of loving.
这也是
爱相
爱的一部分。
Living in harmony.
这是也是彼此和睦相处的一部分。
Because you see, the more I can feel what you feel,
如果我越能感体会到你的感受,
the more we can be in harmony together.
那我们就越能彼此和睦相处。
When we talk in a couple weeks about marriage,
几个星期以前我们讲到婚姻。
One of the big challenges to harmony in a marriage is,
在婚姻中的和睦的挑战是什么呢?
I know what I think.
我知道我是怎么想的。
And so she ought to think the same way.
她应该跟我想的也一样。
And if she thinks different, there's something wrong with her.
如果她跟我想的不一样，那她就有什么问题了。
And so I just need to keep explaining till finally she understands.
所以我就给她不同的解释，直到她最后能理解。是不是这样?
Living in sympathy,
但是在那个
体恤, feeling sympathy with one another,
彼此体恤就是不是这样的。
Feeling what they feel, hearing what they hear.
我能感觉到他的感受，能倾听他所想讲的。
Okay, very good. No homework this week.
这个星期是没有家庭作业的。
I want to kind of wrap up three things today.
今天我们要总结最后有三件事。
I have one more of these principles I want to give you.
我想还有一个要给大家的一个原则。
I want to look at three ways we look at scripture.
我们有三个看圣经的角度。
And then I hope there is time we're going to do, take one scripture and take it through the steps that I gave you of observation, interpretation, and application.
然后我就希望最后能选一节经节，我们能够是观察、解释和应用。
Very quickly, the last of the principles that I wanted to give you.
今天我想简短的给大家最后一个原则就是。
Last week we saw that you must start with Scripture, not with your conclusion.
上个星期我们讲到说你要始于你的经文，而不是始于你的解释。
We start by asking, what does it say? Not, what do I want it to say?
我们要开始说圣经到底说的什么，而不是说我想圣经说的是什么。
We saw that Scripture does not contradict Scripture.
我们知道经文不会抵触经文，就是不会自相矛盾。
And so as I read and I see something and I say, well,Paul says, I am justified by faith. James says, I am justified by works. How do I understand those two to come together?
所以呢，保罗说是我是靠因信称义，那个雅各说你也靠着行为称义，那我怎么把这两个合在一起，让他们来理解呢？
We saw that scripture was written to be understood.
我们也看到经文是为了让人理解而明，理解而
写。It's not filled with secret hidden messages.
不是里边充满了密码和很难懂的，深奥难懂的。
It is something for us as ordinary believers to understand.
让我们作为普通人，我们都是可以理解的。
The longer I teach and study scripture,
我越教圣经，越研读圣经。
The more convinced I am that we do something very harmful to our churches.
我越确信呢，我们其实有些事情对这个教会是很有害的。
When we give the idea that you really can't understand scripture unless you have a PhD and know Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic.
我们给为什么呢？因为有时候给人家的一个误解就是说，除非你是博士或者你在那个懂希腊文跟希伯来文，你是不能明白圣经的。
Scripture is written to be understood.
圣经是为了让人明白而写。
Then this morning I want to wrap up with scripture, a biblical command implies a biblical promise.
今天我要讲的最后一个呢，就是诫命中隐含着应许。
Let me explain what I mean by this.
我这个是什么意思呢？
Imagine a father,
想象一位父亲
who takes his son outside,
带着儿子出到门外。
And he says, now look at our house. Our house is, I don't know,
15 feet high.
If you want to please me,
如果你想要让我高兴,
if you want me to be happy with you,
如果你想让我对你高兴,
you will learn to jump higher than this house.
你要学习跳得比这个房子还高。
And so this son starts to try.
然后这个孩子就开始
努力。 Every day he runs and he jumps.
然后每天这个孩子就努力地去练习跳高。
Is he ever going to be able to jump as high as that house?
他有没有可能真的是能跳高到15英尺呢？
No, it's just an impossibility.
这就是根本不可能发生的。
And so there's one of two things are going to happen.
所以有两件事情会，如果这样的话，会有两个结果。
He's either going to become very discouraged,
或者他很灰心丧气
and feel like I'm just not a good son.
或者就说我不是一个好孩子
and quit trying.
然后就完全不再努力
Or he's going to become bitter at his father.
或者对父亲心怀苦毒。
And say, there's no way to please you because you try to make me do what is impossible.
说根本没有办法让你高兴，因为你要我做的是完全不可能完成的任务。
The fault in that situation is the father.
这个里边的谁的这个问题在于谁？在于父亲。
He has given his son an impossible command.
他给了儿子一个完全不可能实现的任务。
Now the key there is impossible.
在这个里边的关键词是不可能。
Not difficult.
不是困难。
In case you're trying to figure this out,
你在想到底是什么
practicing an hour isn't difficult, impossible.
所以呢，每天练习练一个小时不是不可能，而是困难的。
God is a good father.
神是一位好父亲。
And he does not give impossible commands.
他不会给你不可能的任务。
And so,
不可能的吩咐。
When I read his word,
所以当我读他话语的时候
and it tells me something to do,
当他告诉我要给我一些吩咐的时候
The fact that he commands it
当他这个事实上当他在吩咐给诫命的时候
says to me,
就是意味着
This is possible
这个就意味着这个任务他的吩咐是可行的
Now you might say wait a minute No that can't be right
你说不对啊不是这样的
Because I'm not strong enough to do it
因为我没有强壮到可以做这个
The key is this
这个关键在于
The God who commands it is the God who gives the power to fulfill the command.
就是颁布这个诫命的神也是给你这个能力让你能够去做到的神。
So Jesus says to the disciples,
所以主耶稣对门徒说
Take these few fish and loaves,
你拿起来这几个饼几条鱼
and feed the 5,000.
你就是拿着五个饼两条鱼去喂饱这五千人。
Is that possible?
那可能吗？
Not for Quincy.
起码对王庆弟兄是不可能的。
Not for me.
我也做不到。
But if God says, Quincy,
但是如果神对说王庆弟兄
take the few fish and loaves,
你就拿了这几条饼几条鱼。
Now is it possible?
现在可不可能呢？
Yes. Because the God who says do it is the one who makes it possible.
因为说让你去做这位神呢就是让这件事情成为可能。
Jesus says to Peter,
耶稣说对彼得说
step out and walk on the water.
你走着行到水上。
Is it possible?
你说可能吗？
And again, Brother Quincy would say, not for me.
我肯定不行。
But if God commands it,
但是如果神这样吩咐了
He makes it possible.
他就让这个成为可能。
We looked last week.
上个星期我们看到。
Jesus says, you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
主耶稣说你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
And I read that and say, no, that's not possible.
然后我看着他就说那不可能嘛。
And we saw last week, what
it means, 上个星期我们看到。
Love your enemy.
上个星期我们看到说
，Love
in the same
way that your heavenly Father loves.
爱他们，爱你的仇敌，就像你的天父爱仇敌一样。
But when I read that,
当我读那个的时候
，Even after I understand that, based on the verses around it, what he's talking about is a heart of complete and total love for my enemy.
虽然说我读上下文，我知道对我的仇敌有这样的一个完全，就是能爱我的仇敌就是完全。
I still say.
我可以。
It's not possible.
我还是可以说那是不可能的。
The reason I call them my enemy is that I don't love them.
为什么我说他是仇敌呢？就是因为我不爱他。
Right?
对不对
？Just makes good sense. I don't call them my enemy if I already love them.
如果我已经爱他们，他们就不是我的仇敌了。
Is it possible?
有没有可能
？How many say yes? This verse, this command is possible.
多少人说这条诫命是可能的
？A few of you.How many of you say this command is impossible?
多少人说这个诫命是不可能的？
How many of you are afraid to raise your hand?
多少人是不敢举手？
If I ask in myself is this command possible?
如果我问我自己，这个诫命是不是可能的？
The answer is,
这个答案是
obviously not.
肯定是不行的。
There's no way.
不可能。
But,
但是
if God gives the command,
如果神给了这条诫命，
then in him,
在他里边，
through the grace that he pours into my life,
通过他所临到我身上的恩典，生命中的恩典。
It becomes possible not just to tolerate my enemy.
就是不单单是说我能够就忍受我的敌人。
Not just to avoid killing my enemy.
不单单说是我不要去杀我谋杀我的敌人。
But it becomes possible.
而且怎么成为可能呢？
To love my enemy.
去爱我的仇敌。
You see, that's what Jesus does at the beginning of this same chapter.
所以呢，主耶稣在这一章的刚开始就这么说。
You have heard that it was said to those of old.
你就听主耶稣刚开始就说，你们听说过。
Don't kill.
不要不可杀人。
But he says, I say to you something much more.
但是他说我告诉你们更多的。
Now, how many of you would agree that it's probably pretty manageable to say, yes, I won't kill anyone?
多少人可以说这个我不杀人，这个是挺容易的。
Can everybody manage that even for your enemies? I'm not going to kill them.
就是你呢，可不可以对你的仇敌，你说我不会去杀他？
But Jesus says,
但是主耶稣说，
my law goes much deeper than that.
但是我的律法比这个更深。
My law says,
我的律法是说，
what I call you to do,
我要你去做的，
is do not be angry.
就说不要对你的仇敌不要去生气，反向不要动怒。
Matthew 5.
马太福音第五章。
Don't be angry with your brother.
不要向弟兄动怒。
Don't insult your brother.
不要侮辱你的弟兄。
And calling him your fool is don't despise your brother.
也不要骂你弟兄是魔力，也不要去看不起你的弟兄。
Don't look down on him.Don't consider yourself above him.
不要觉得你比你的弟兄更好。
Now that's a whole lot deeper than simply don't kill him, right?
这个是不是比那个不要去杀他更难呢？
All of that is wrapped up in what Jesus is saying about being perfect.
这一切都是在于你们要完全。
He says, if you come and you're at church and you're bringing your gift to the altar for sacrifice.
他说如果你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，
And you remember your brother has something against you.
想起你弟兄向你怀怨。
Leave your gift.
就把礼物留在坛前。
Go be reconciled.
先去同弟兄和好。
And then come off for you.
然后来献礼物。
All of that is part of being perfect.
这都是完全的一部分。
Loving those who don't love me.
爱那些不爱你的人。
And it's far more than not killing them.
这个远远多于那个不去杀人，不去杀他们。如果你爱他们，
as God loves them.
如果你像神那样去爱他们，
is that possible in our own strength? Absolutely not.
靠我们自己是不是可以这样做到呢？完全不可能的，不可行。
Not killing them is possible in our own strength. I think we
can manage that on our
own.
我们不去杀他们，这是可能的。
Tolerating them is probably possible in our own strength.
靠我们自己的力量去忍受他们，也有时候也是可能的。
I can just stay away from them.
我就离他们远一些。
But actively loving them.
但是主动的去爱他们。
Actively loving them to the point from Matthew 5 of tracking them down and seeking reconciliation.
就是主动的去爱他们，到一个地步，你就是去向他们主动的去寻求和好。
That goes far beyond human power.
这个已经超过人。
To a divine power working through us.
这靠我们人自己的能力做不到的，需要属天的能力。
And so when God commands something,
所以当神吩咐的时候，
He makes it possible.
他让这个成为可能。
Now in our Christian life, that would be a very freeing idea.
在基督徒的生活中，这个念头。
Because until I understand that.
这个是让我们得释放的一个真的是念头，一个想法。
The commands are really kind of a heavy burden.
直到我们理解这个之前，这个诫命好像是一个很沉重的负担。
I have heard many times people teaching and preaching God's word.
我很多时候听到别人教导或者是讲到神的话是这样说的。
That honestly, I went away a little bit depressed.
我听完了之后呢，我觉得更加沉重。
Because on top of everything else that I had to deal with, I now had another list of things that I had to do.
因为除了别的我应该要做的一个清单之外，我现在又加了一个清单。
And I came to church already a little discouraged.
我到教会里本来已经有点灰心丧气了。
And now I find there are five other things I'm supposed to be doing.
我就发现，哎呦，还有另外别的五件我需要做的事情。
And I feel even worse when I go out than when I came in.
然后呢，我离开教会比来教会之前更沉重，更难受。
But if I can understand,
如果我真的是可以了解
that every command,
每一个诫命
is the promise of a God who says.
而是一个可以应许的神他说
I said Matthew 5 don't despise your brother
在马太福音第五章我说你不要向你的弟不要轻看你的弟兄
and that command is a promise that I will work in your heart to give you a love that no longer seeks to despise him
就是我这就是神的一个应许就是神会把他的爱放在我们里边给我们能力让我们不再去轻看我们的弟兄
You understand how it works together
你了解到这个是怎么一起工作
吗 All of this Matthew 5 is starting from inside
所有的马太福音第五章都是从我们里边开始的
I have said I don't think in here but when you squeeze a tube of toothpaste what comes out
当你要是挤一个牙膏的时候出来什么呢
Toothpaste.
出来的就是牙膏。
Some of you were looking for a complicated answer.
大家有人在想这个答案是什么答案？是不是一个很复杂的答案
？You should know I'm not smart enough to be profound, so it's going to be a simple
answer. 所以你要知道我没那么聪明，不会给你们深奥的问题。
Now it gets harder.
然后
Why does toothpaste come out when you squeeze the tube?
为什么当你洗这个牙膏这个管的时候，牙膏会出来呢
？Because toothpaste is what's inside.
因为牙膏管里面就是牙膏
，right？
对不对
？Very complicated，
非常复杂的问题，深奥的问题，对不对
？Now， here's what I want you to understand。
我想让大家了解的是
，When my enemy insults me，
当我的仇敌、我的敌人侮辱我的时候
，Matthew 5，
马太福音第五章
，Why does anger and self-justification come out？
为什么里面会有这个生气有这个里面的这个觉得我是对的他这样欺负我呢这种感受呢他说
Because
因为我们
anger and self-justification are what are inside
因为那个生气和这个自义就是我们里边的
In other words, the answer is just as simple as the toothpaste answer
所以这个答案呢就跟刚才那个挤牙膏的答案是一样的
It's just a bit more uncomfortable
就是承认起来更难一些。
If love is inside,
如果我们里边是爱在里边
then when my enemy insults and squeezes me,
当我的仇敌开始就是侮辱我这个挤压我的时候
what's going to come out?
那个什么东西出来呢
Love.
是爱。
You can't squeeze toothpaste and have mustard come out.
你不可能说你挤这个牙膏出来的是芥末。
And you can't squeeze a person filled with love.
你也不可能说挤压一个里边充满爱的人。
And have hatred and anger come out.
里边有这个憎恨、仇恨和愤怒出来。
And that's why Jesus starts not with the "don't kill." That's outward.
所以主耶稣不是从说不可杀人开始，那是外在的表现。
He starts with what's inside.
他由里边开始。
Because then.All the rest of it will be natural.
当你里边在改变的，里边有这个东西的时候，外边的一切就自然而然的会出来。
That's a heavy, heavy burden to live.
他说这是一个很沉重，这样生活是和一个很沉重的负担。
Unless,
除非
I understand this principle.
除非我能了解到这个原则，就是说诫命中都包含着应许。
That it's not. Here's the command. You go figure out how to do it.
不是说这是诫命，你自己去想办法怎么把这个诫命给遵守。
Because I can tell you, it doesn't matter how long I think about it. I'm not going to figure out how to love my enemy.
不管说我怎么努力的去思想，我也没办法想出来我怎么样去爱我的仇敌。
I can say, well, I this and this, but when it's all done, I'm going to say, but they're still my enemy.
你可以说这样这样那样的，然后到最后你说哦，他还是我的仇敌。
But
但是。
If the command implies a promise,
如果诫命中包含着应许的话
I now have the incredible privilege
我现在就有一个很大的一个特权和荣幸
of saying, God,
我可以对神说
You told me to do this.
你让我神啊，你让我做这个
And it's impossible.
但是这个是不可能做到的
So God,
所以
You are going to have to do it in me.
你必须在我里边，你来做。
And then,
然后
I submit myself, I turn myself over to Him doing in me.
然后我就把
what He has commanded me to do.
我就把自己交在神手里，让他来做他所命令我要做的。
Three windows I want you to see on Scripture.
我们要看一下，在经文里解释中间有三个透镜。
I'm only going to spend just a couple minutes on this.
我只花很短的时间讲这个。
But as we read Scripture,
当我们读圣经的时候
none of us are completely objective in our reading.
其实我们每个人在读的时候都不是完全的客观。
And it seems to me there's three windows or three lenses that we look through
as we read. 三个角度，三方面我们来看圣经，一般每个人都会有。
Now understand what I am saying is not three things that we judge Scripture by.
这个不是我们用这个三用这三个角度三个透镜来判断圣经
The foundation, the authority is scripture
这个圣经的权威圣经的这个基础
So I am not saying here are three ways we should evaluate and judge is scripture true
我们不是说用这三个角度来评估圣经是不是真的不是这样的
It's true, period
圣经是完全真实的句号
But here are three ways that I read it and try to understand what it means.
一般来讲，我们是从这三个透镜来读圣经，来理解到底圣经是意味着什么。
First is the mind, reason.
第一个呢，是我们的理性。
What does a mind guided by God's Spirit
就是靠着圣灵的影响，一个
understand this
一个思想是怎么样来理解这个圣经呢
？Now I have read.Christians who were opposed to this first one.
我有看到一些基督徒写文章反对这个理性。
They would say the fallen human mind cannot be trusted to understand.
他们就说这个堕落的理性是没有办法理解神的话语的。对，是的，这个堕落的人的理性是没有办法理解的。But there is no way to recording. Do you want? Okay. So do you want to use this one? Is that okay? You'll use it. Use this one before they change. 装，可以放个电视。装。Did I turn on that? No. Did I turn on that? Oh, they have to turn on. 把这个打开一下。Let me see. Yeah, it's on. You have to turn on that.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's like a Verizon commercial. Okay. Can you hear me now?
现在就像那个做广告似的。
I hope they give me a royalty or something. It is true that the fallen mind left to our human fallen mind cannot understand God's truth.
如果只是靠我们自己的话，我们这个堕落的理性是不可能理解神的真理的。
But 1 Corinthians, Paul teaches us that as God's children,
但是那个哥林多前书保罗告诉我们作为神的儿女当我们被神的圣灵所充满的时候
His spirit, and I love this term, His spirit enlightens our mind.
他的圣灵会光照我们的理性我们的思想
I should have put back up on the PowerPoint today the picture from Rembrandt that I showed you on the first day of this series.
其实我忘了告诉你们，就是我在这个整个第一课之前，我有个伦勃朗的一幅画。 就是牧师和他的妻子。
Rembrandt paints the man and his wife reading the scripture.
然后就看那个伦勃朗呢，他跟他的里边他画这幅画，这个牧师跟他的妻子在读圣经。
And light is not shining on the word.
不是说这个光从外边照到这个圣经上。
Light is shining out of the word.
而是这个光呢，从这个圣经里边照射出来。
And it seems to me Rembrandt is saying.
对我来讲，伦勃朗就是保罗在说。
That God speaks through His word to enlighten our mind.
神通过他的话语来光照来光照我们的思想。
And so we start with what is a logical, rational meaning for the text.
所以我们就首先开始来想说，到底这个合理的对圣经文的理解是什么呢
？And again, there I'm encouraging you to avoid hidden meanings.
我在这里要鼓励你们不要去找这个什么隐含的意识是什么。
What does it say?
它到底这个明显它的合理的逻辑的解释是什么呢
？Paul shows us this so often.
保罗经常的来向这方面来显示。
Romans, he argues like a lawyer.
他说他就像一个那个律师那样在辩论。
Question one, he will ask.
第一个要问的问题是。
Question two.
第二个问题。
What shall we say about this? What shall we say about this? What shall we say about this?
我们可以怎么说呢？我们可以怎么说呢？有不同的问题。
He is helping his readers to understand a logical progression.
他在了解，就是从这个逻辑上，从理性上这样一个渐进的过程。
The second lens I encourage you to think about is tradition.
第二个，我想要你们看的是透镜是传统。
One reason that I wanted our next series of lessons to be on great Christians.
我第二个系列为什么要选择是讲这个伟大的基督徒呢
？Is because as evangelicals, I really think we have shortchanged this second window on scripture.
就是现在的这个传道呢，就是比较在这方面比较薄弱。
For 2,000 years,
有两千年的教会历史上
，Christians have read God's word.
是基督徒读神的话语。
They have lived it. They have prayed it.
他们把这个话语活出来，他们也祷告。
And when I began to study God's word,
当我开始来学习神的话语的时候
，When I have a question about what it means,
当我对这个经文有问题的时候
，It seems to me that I am being very foolish if I ignore what 2,000 years of great people have found in His word.
对我来讲，那个是很愚蠢的。就是说我忽略这两千年以来那些伟大的基督徒他们所读到的、所发现的。
I can benefit myself a great deal by looking back and saying, okay, in the second and third centuries, right after the time of Christ, what did they understand about this teaching?
就是说，我对这样，如果我回头去看第三世纪，就是刚刚在早期教会成立的时候，这些基督徒是怎么理解经文的？如果我能发现这个，对我自己是很有意义的。
We're going to look next week at Athanasius.
下个星期我们可以看亚他那修。
Athanasius spends his entire life.
亚他那修的整个一生。
Is nearly killed several times for the doctrine.
他好多次都差点面临死亡，就是因为教义。
Of the full deity and the full humanity of Christ.
就是他的，就是他的坚守的教义，就是他要护卫的教义，就是基督是完全的人性，也是完全的神性。
He understands that that doctrine is worth dying for.
他觉得那个教义是值得他献上生命的。
Next week we'll talk about why he feels so strongly about that.
我们下星讲的为什么这么坚守，要坚守这一条呢？
But for right now, what I want you to understand is.
但现在我们要理解的是。
If I am studying the Gospel of John.
如果我在学习在读这个约翰福音。
And I am reading about he was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God.
然后我在读说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And there are heresies that have grown up even in the 20th century, 21st century that say Jesus wasn't truly God.
所以呢，在现在有很多异端，就是说耶稣不是神，不是完全的神。
If I look back at tradition,
然后我这时候可以回到传统。
I'm going to take very seriously a doctrine that the church, through great persecution and trouble, established. This is what
we believe as Christians.
这就是教会呢，在过去那么长时间，在那个迫害，在那个挣扎困难之中，他们所坚守的一个教育，就是基督是完全的神。我们可以看到过从传统中来学习到。
So is tradition infallible? No.
传统是不是就是完全没有错误呢？不是的。
But as I said last week,
就像我上个星期所讲的
，If you find something in Scripture that no one in 2,000 years has seen, you're probably wrong.
如果你能在经文中能够看到一些亮光或者启示，是过去两千年中从来没有人看到的，大概你是错误的。
And I say that quite seriously.
我这样是很严肃的来讲，因为呢。
Many times, what leads people into heresy?
很多时候，人为什么会走到异端里，进到异端里面呢
？Is this desire to find something new?
就是他们想要有这个心愿，想要发现一些别人没发现都出来的新东西。
Something that no one else has discovered in.
别人过去从来没有人发现过的新东西。
One of my favorite modern theologians.
我现在最喜欢的一个现代神学家就是
died just a couple years ago.
就是一两年前过世了。
I want to go and see his grave because he had already said what he wanted on his grave, and I want to see if they did it.
我很想去看看他的这个墓碑，因为他去世之前就已经把他墓碑上的墓志铭写好了。我想看他的
墓碑。He said, "I want my tombstone to read."
他说，我想我的墓碑上刻的。
He said nothing new.
他什么新东西都没说。
And his point was.
他的
My job as a teacher, he said,
作为一个老师，我的工作是
is not to discover new things that no one else has ever found.
不是在圣经上发现一些从来别人都没发现过的新东西。
My job as a teacher is to hear God's word.
作为老师，我的工作是听到神的声音。
Hear God's spirit.
就是听到神的，感受到神的圣灵。
Hear what God has taught through 2,000 years and then apply it to my world today.
就是说。这是神的，这是神的话。我怎么把神的话在这个，在这个神的话过去两千年中帮助基督徒？我怎么帮助大家把这个神的话应用在你的个人生活中
？And the third window is experience.
第三个透镜就是经历。
Another word for the application of scripture.
另外，对我们的这个应用就是。
How does this scripture look when it's lived out?
就是这个经文在我们的。如果我们把它活出来，它是什么样子？看得像什么样子呢
？Now let me take one scripture. If you'll turn to Hebrews 12.
如果我们翻到希伯来书第十二章，希伯来第十二章。
And I want to go through the steps that we have looked at.
我们可以走一下，过一遍这个经文。
Here's the map that I gave you. Okay.
这是我给大家的一个。
Let's go through this.Hebrews 12. Let's look at verses 1 and 2.
我们看那个第一节跟第二节。
Just go ahead and read those two verses.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心。创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Okay, when we begin to study this, as we are looking for observations,
所以当我们由这个观察开始的时候
，I have suggested a few things that you could ask as an observation.
作为观察呢，我。以前讲过有几点你可以开始来看。
I don't know the order of the words in Chinese. In English, the first word in the sentence is therefore.
英文的 Chinese is not we.、
Okay.
英文的它就是说我们既就是说既然。
Do you have therefore somewhere in there
yes,
though? Okay.
Yes, third character.
All right. And when you read therefore, I think I told you earlier in this series of classes, what does therefore do?
那个英文的它那个就是所以或者既然它这个词当你一旦看到所以既然你去找那个原因、
Yes, therefore always points back to something earlier and says because of this, therefore we should do this.
所以既然的话呢总是要回去有个原因就是说因为是这样的所以你要做这样的。
So,Because of what happened before,
因为过去所发生的
this is what we should do.
那我们现在要做什么？所以我们要这样行。
Now, This verse is going to tell us, because we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses,
这个经文告诉我们，因为我们被许多的见证人，
we will lay aside every weight, the sin that holds on to us,
就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
We will run with endurance the race set before us.
我们就要存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So the therefore is pointing back.
所以这个既然这个所以是指向过去什么呢
I'll come to that, back to that in a moment.
我们待会儿再来讲。
Therefore, since we let us lay, since we are surrounded by a crowd.
因为我们有着许多的见证人围绕着我们。
Who is this we?
我们是谁呢
Are they believers or unbelievers?
这个我们是相信的基督徒还是不是基督徒
Believers.
是相信的人
okay. So, Hebrews 12 is addressed to who?
所以基督希伯来十二章是写给谁的呢
To believers.
写给那个信主的人的
okay. Now, the therefore pointed back to a cloud of witnesses.
当这个说既然他指到过去有一些像云彩般的见证人
And that goes back to the first question.
这又回到刚才第一个问题
What came before chapter 12?
在十二章之前是什么呢
Chapter 11.
第十一章
Once more, a profound answer from a profound thinker.
那是不是一个很深奥的问题，从一个很爱思想的人的
And what is Hebrews chapter 11 about?
希伯来书十一章在讲什么呢？主体是什么呢
？Faith. And it gives us a whole list of people of faith.
他就讲到很多有信心的伟人。
Now, here's what.The writer of Hebrews is doing in chapter 12.
那个希伯来书的作者在第十二章开始怎么样呢
He is saying to these Christians, we'll come back to them in a bit, who they are.
他就对那些基督徒说
But he is saying to them,
他对他们讲
Don't despair, don't become discouraged.
不要灰心丧气
Lay aside everything that would detract you from the race.
你把那个各样容易缠累你不能奔跑的这些东西都放在一边
And run.
然后你要存心奔跑
And you might be tempted as I am
你可能会被你的这个软弱或者你的试探跟我一样
say,
就说
Yeah, but whoever wrote Hebrews didn't live in the 21st century in America
不管是这个希伯来书作者没有活在21世纪
He didn't face what we face
他跟我们所面临的境况是不一样的
It's really hard
真的是很难
Therefore
所以既然
you have a cloud of witnesses,
你有这个云彩般的见证人
and he says, just go through the list.
他说你就回去看那个清单那个表
Abel
你看到那个亚伯
Enoch, I talked about this morning
我们今天早上刚讲过以诺
When does he live?
以诺活在一个什么样的时代呢
When God is getting ready to destroy the world
神已经预备好要毁灭这个世界了
It's a pretty wicked world.
那是一个非常邪恶的世界。
And the writer of Hebrews is saying,
但是这个希伯来书的
说 as you are running this race,
当你这个奔跑这个路程的时候
up in the stands is a cloud of witnesses.
在那个讲台那边最后的那个终点那儿有很多的见证人。
Now usually when we run a race here,
当我们在地上这个赛跑的时候
down on the field are the runners,
在这个田径道上都是这个赛跑人
And up in the stands are a bunch of fat people like me who couldn't run.
然后在这个观众台上呢，都是那些胖胖的像我这样不能跑步的人。
But they can sit there and eat their hot dogs and cheer.
然后但他们可以坐在那儿边吃热狗边给你鼓掌。
But the writer of Hebrews says, "No, in the stand watching us."
但是呢，希伯来书说，在那个看台上看我们的这些人
are people who already ran the race.
他们是已经跑过这个。跑过这个比赛的人
And so they're not saying you all run while I eat my hot dog.
他们不是说你就赶快跑吧，我在这儿吃我的热狗。
They are saying.
他们说
I already ran that race.
我已经跑过那个路程了。
Enoch is saying I ran this race in a world that was every bit as wicked as yours.
以诺说我在这我跑这个赛程的所在的这个世界跟你的世界一样邪恶。
And I finished.
但是我完成了
so you can do it
你也可以做到
you go through this whole chapter
然后你就看那个希伯来书的十一章
the who the cloud of witnesses
谁是那个云彩般的见证人呢
are those who ran the race in chapter 11
他们是那个 就是已经跑过这个路程的人。
We move to the second step of interpretation.
我们再到这个释经的第二部分就是解释。
And I told you when we were on that step some questions to ask. What did this text mean to the original audience?
我们原来讲过说你第一个要问的问题就是这个经文对当初的这个听众意味着什么呢？
Now, who was the original audience for the book of Hebrews?
希伯来书的这个
If you think of the title, it'll help.
他们最刚开始的这个听众，这个书信的受众是谁呢？
They are Hebrew believers.
他们是那个犹太人的信徒。
In other words, Jewish.
他们就是这个希伯来人，犹太人的信徒。
They have come out of a Jewish background.
他们是从这个犹太人的背景出来的。
They are being persecuted.
他们被迫害。
And they are tempted.
他们所面临的试探是
to go back to their Jewish tradition.
就是再回到过去的犹太传统当中。
Because they think something like this.
他们可能会这样想。
You know, when I was a Jew,
当我是犹太人的时候
life was going okay.
我的生活都挺平顺的。
And then I heard the gospel.
然后我听到了福音。
And I heard how wonderful it would be to follow Jesus the Messiah.
我就听到说去跟随主耶稣弥赛亚是多么的奇妙，多好的生活。
And so I became a believer and was baptized.
我就成了基督徒，我也受洗了。
And when I did, my family disowned me.
当我这样做的话，我家里的人就不认我了。
I lost my job.
我也丢了工作。
And people are trying to kill me.
然后别人还想杀我。
It doesn't really feel like things got better.
好像这个成了基督徒，生活一点没变好。
Maybe I'll go back.
也许我应该回到
to what I was doing.
回到我过去的生活。
And the writer of Hebrews writes to say to them.
希伯来书的作者对他们说
，Don't give up.
不要放弃。
In chapter 12, he's using the imagery of a race.
他用的是这个一个赛跑的一个形象。
And in a race,
在一个你赛跑的时候
if you run really fast for the first third of the race,
如果你这个前三分之一你跑得非常的快
and then you stop and go back,
然后你突然你就停下来往回跑
what do they call you?
他们叫你什么呢？
A loser.
说你是一个失败者。
Right?
你肯定赢不了，对不对？
It doesn't matter how fast you ran.
不管你前面三分之一跑得多快。
If you don't finish,
如果你不跑到终点线，
you lost.
你就输了。
I was in New York doing some piano lessons.
我在纽约就是教课的时候，教钢琴课的时候。
And every day I would go past Central Park.
每天我会经过纽约的中央公园。
And I know nothing about sports.
我在那儿一点也。我对体育一点都不精通。
And I rarely pay any attention to news.
我也不太去读新闻。
And one day I'm going and suddenly everything is closed and there's, you know, everywhere is.
然后我就突然发现那个中央公园全都关掉了。
And it turns out the New York Marathon is going on.
为什么就是好都是境界很严，就是有纽约的那个马拉松比赛。
And so since I'm there, I asked what was going on. They explained about, you know, it's running.
然后别人就给我解释这个马拉松在这儿纽约马拉松怎么回事。
I said, well, that leaves me out.
我说那个我不管，我也不在意。
But here's what I learned that was kind of interesting to me.
但是我学到一个很有趣的事功课。
When the race is over,
当这个比赛结束之后
，they send a bus around.
他们就去送出来一辆公共汽车，去把那些人
who don't finish.
就是把那些没有完成比赛的人接回来。
And I heard that, and I thought.
我就听了，我想。
That would really be embarrassing.
那是不是很令人难看呢？
You do all this training.
你就是有很多的训练。
You tell all your friends.
你告诉你的朋友。
Hey, I'm flying to New York next week. I'm running in the New York City Marathon.
我要明天飞到纽约，我要去跑那个纽约的马拉
松。You take off, you know, you've got all the outfit.
然后你就是穿上你的运动衣。
And you take off.
然后你开始起跑了。
You get tired.
然后你很累了。
You quit.
然后你就放弃了。
They come around on the bus.
然后他们就把车给开过来。
They pick you up.
然后他们把你接回去。
You fly back to West Palm and next week.
然后你就飞回来。
Your friends say, "How did the marathon go?"
然后你的父母问你，哎，你的马拉松跑得怎么样
？I rode the loser's bus.
他说我坐车最后就是那个是没跑完的人回来。
He says it's a race.
希伯来书说作者说这是一场比赛。
And the only way you win the race.
你唯一能赢比赛的这个方式呢，就是
is if you keep running,
就是你坚持不断的跑
When it's hard, when it feels impossible, and when you really would rather quit.
And
does that feel at all like the Christian life?
那个像不像基督徒的生活呢?
Are there times when it's hard?
有没有基督徒的生活你有艰难的时刻?
Are there times when it just feels kind of impossible?
你有没有说觉得这个完全是不可能的呢?
Are there times where it feels like it would be a whole lot easier to quit?
有没有觉得说放弃更容易一些呢?
Absolutely.
肯定是有的。
And if you're thinking no,
如果你觉得没有,
be encouraged.
那你就很受鼓励。
Someday you will say, yeah, yeah, now I understand.
有一天你会说，哦，真是这样的。
The writer of Hebrews says,
希伯来书的作者说，
It's a race.
这是一场比赛。
That's what the original audience heard. You're going to be persecuted, you're going to lose your job, it's going to be hard, keep going.
这就是当时的那个受信的听众知道说，你生活会很艰难，你会被迫害，你会丢掉你的工作，但是你就要坚持。
They understood when he writes this that a race requires some commitment.
他们也了解到要跑比赛有这个赛程是需要委身的。
Lay aside every weight.
他说你脱去各样放下各样的重担。
You will never in your life see at the end of a marathon.
你从来不会说在一个马拉在你的生活中你从来生命中你从来不会看到一场马拉松比赛。
The winner.
这个赢马拉松的这个人
cross the finish line
他就是跑过这个终点线
with an iPad in one hand
手里一边拿着一个 iPad
a briefcase in the other hand
另外一个手里拿了一个那个公文包
a three-piece suit dressed up for the winner's banquet
然后呢穿了一个西装革履的
because if you're going to win a marathon if you're going to finish a marathon you lay aside all of that stuff
如果你想要有马拉松你想跑马拉松的你把这些东西都放在一边
He says,
他说,
you have to put aside those weights.
你要把那个重担都放下。
You have to run with endurance.
你要带着忍耐去奔跑。
This race is the image of a marathon, not a sprint.
这个他给的形象是一个马拉松比赛而不是一个百米赛跑。
And it requires perseverance.
所以呢这个马拉松是需要你这个坚忍不拔忍耐下去。
How many of you can remember when you first became a believer?
多少人还记得你刚成为基督徒的时候的情形?
Can you remember that?
你还记得吗?
Can you remember how exciting it was?
记不记得当时你多兴奋?
Wow, this was just the greatest thing since sliced bread.
这个东西你就觉得说这太容易了，就像一个切个面包似的。
And it still is.
还是这样。
But have you had some days between then and now?
有没有说从现在到未来结束的时候
Where it got a little tough?
你会不会遇到艰难的情况呢
The writer, the readers of Hebrews 12 were living there.
希伯来书的这个读者呢他就是生活在那个艰难的时刻
When they had first became a
当他们刚成为基督徒的时候
I'm going to ask the deacons to throw away that bell.
我就要请那个执事把那个铃铛给扔掉。
When they first became believers, oh, this was wonderful.
他们刚开始成为基督徒说这个太好了。
No more temple sacrifices.
啊，不需要再去圣殿献祭。
No more all of the Old Testament.
不需要有那些旧约的这些形式、这些律法。
But now they're in the persecution, losing your job, losing your family stage, and it's hard.
现在他们面对这个迫害，他们没有丢了工作，也不被家庭所承认，他们在一个很艰难的环境中。
Keep running, he says.
然后那个希伯来书作者说要存心忍耐，继续跑奔跑。
He gives them this encouragement.
他也给他们一些鼓励。
There's already a cloud of witnesses who have finished.
他说那边已经有一个云彩般的见证人。
And since this is a Jewish audience,
因为这个是对着犹太的听众写的。
Did you notice that most of those names are Jewish witnesses?
你有没有看到在十一章里边，大多数这些见证人都是犹太人的
名字？ He says you can do this.
他就告诉他们你可以
做什么。Some of your people already have. Don't give up.
你的一些同一些百姓，他们已经跑过这个
路程，不要放弃。And so the interpretation stage says this is what it said to them.
这个解释呢，这个部就是这样说的。
You can finish this race.
你可以完成这个赛程。
If you will look at the witnesses.
如果你去看那个 见证人。
If you will keep your eyes on Jesus, the,
如果你就是,
later in the verse,
你就是在后边讲到你定睛仰望耶稣,
and run with perseverance.
然后存心忍耐,
Now, I have to hurry. The differences between their world and our world,
我们跟他们的时代有什么不同呢?
Most of us are not converts from Judaism.
大多数人我们都不是从犹太教开始变成基督
徒。 Most of us don't face physical persecution.
我们不会面临这个实在的这种迫害。
Most of us aren't going to get fired from our jobs because we're Christians.
也不会因为我们是基督徒就丢掉工作。
We may get fired because we do a lousy job, but not because we're Christians.
也许我们做一个很糟糕的工作会被解雇，但是不会因为是基督徒被解雇。
So it's different, but what are the principles?
这个原则是什么呢？
Is it still true today in our world that it will require perseverance?
在我们的现在的生活中，是不是也同样需要这个坚忍呢？
Absolutely.
对。
Is it still true in our world today that it will require setting aside the sins and the weights that pull us down?
在我们今天的世界，是不是也同样需要我们把各样的重担和容易缠累我们的罪放下呢？同样。
Is it still true in our world that looking back at the example of those who have finished the race before us gives us encouragement?
看那些已经跑完这些赛程的这些见证人，是不是也给我们鼓励呢？
And is it still true for us today?
是不是对我们来讲
that the key will be looking to Jesus?
对我们来讲，秘诀在于
who sits at the right hand of the Father?
仰望耶稣，坐在神宝座的右边。
That gives us strength for the race.
他会给我们这个信心，给我们力量。
And so the application becomes very simple then.
所以呢，这个应用就很简单了。
And that is this.
就是
I go home.
我回家了。
And I spend some time this evening.
今天晚上我花一些时间。
Saying God.
我说神呢。
Is there anything in my life that pulls me away from this race?
在我的生命中有没有任何的东西让我不能好好的跑这个赛程吗？
Is there a sin in my life that I keep excusing and tolerating?
在我的生命中有没有什么罪我一直在给自己找借口找理由？
But the truth is, I know inside,
但是我里边知道
that I can't run the race while I'm carrying that sin along with
me. 我知道我不能带着那个罪跑这个赛程。
Are there distractions that I've allowed to pull me away?
有没有什么就是分散心的事情？我允许这个东西把我从这个跑这个赛程中给分心了。
Or God, have I quit looking at you and started looking at other circumstances, and that's discouraging me in this race?
就是我有没有不再去眼睛紧紧盯着你，而是看那些周围让我能灰心丧气的环境和事情呢
？And when that little bit of thought is done.
当你这样想这个列完之后
The application is to say God
这个应用就是说神呐、
啊、I'll take care of that
我会来照看这我会来解决这些
I'll lay aside that
我会把那些罪和那些让我分心的事放在一边
I'll do this
我要做这个我要做那个
I'll give you one example and go
我就最后一个例子
Because I want you to understand that the weight is not always sinful
就是他说的这个重担并不一定都是罪并不都是
Cell phones, you know, get email on them.
对，我们有时候手机上会可以查电邮件。
And I developed a habit.
我有慢慢养成一个习惯。
Told you this morning, I sit down in the morning and read the Bible and drink coffee.
早晨我跟你说，我一边读圣经，一边喝咖啡。
But I developed a habit. Before I got my Bible, I would pick up my phone to see if I had any text messages.
然后呢，我的一个习惯就是在我读圣经之前，我先拿开手机看看，我有没有什么短信。
And since the email button is right there, I push that.
然后因为那上面马上就显示你的那个电邮嘛，我就再按一下电邮。
Oh, I have an email from. I ought to think about that for a minute.
然后我就想想，有一个人给我一个电邮，我应该看一下。
And one of two things would happen. I would think, I'll just answer that before I.
然后我就会有两件事发生，我先把我这个邮件回了，我再读圣经吧。然后呢，如果这样的话，我从来就再也不会去读圣经了。
Or the whole time I'm reading, I'm thinking about the email that I just got.
或者是我在读圣经的时候，一直在想那个我读到的邮件。
For me, I'm not saying this is for you.
我说就是对我，不是说对你。
I'm giving you an example for me.
这只是我的例子。
For me, laying aside a weight that was making it more difficult for me.
对我来讲，就是把那个让这个变得更这个重担是。
Was I now put my phone in the next room?
我就是把那个。
Before I go to bed.
手机放在另外一个房间里面。
And I don't pick it up until after.
直到我读完我的圣经。
I drink my coffee and read the Bible.
直到我就是边喝咖啡边读圣经，把这件事情完成之后。
Is it sinful to check your mail in the morning? No.
你说早晨去查你的电邮是不是犯罪呢？不是的。
But I'm not going to run the race if I don't spend time each day in God's Word.
但是如果我不每天花时间在神的话语上，我是没有办法奔跑这个路程。
And I know for me, my weakness.
对我的那个软弱就是。
Is if I start with email, I won't get to God's Word.
我如果是先开始看邮件，我肯定就不能读神的话了。
That's the application stage.
这个就是在应用的走。
How does this look for me?
这个对我来讲意味着。
Now don't you go and say.
不要出去，不要回去说。
Pastor McElwain said it's a sin to check your email before you read the Bible. I didn't say that.
麦牧师说你在那个读圣经之前先去查看你的邮件是罪，我没有这样说。
But I'm saying that if you will look at your life.
如果你自己检查一下你的生活，
you will find
你会发现
how this laying aside weight
就是说放下各样的重担，
Christ, looking at the witnesses
观看你周围的见证人，
how it applies to you
怎么样能够应用到你的生活中。
An application says if I want to finish the race I'll do it
应用就是说如果我想要完成这个赛程我就要这样做。
I'll make whatever changes are necessary
不管说什么样的改变我需要的我都要改变
to finish the race
去完成这个赛程。
That's that third step. Okay,
那是第三步。
Dear God, thank you for your word.
主啊我们为你的话语感谢你。
Help us to be people who read it
帮助我们成为读你话语的百姓。
Who understand it through your guidance
能了解你的话语通过你的引导。
And who apply it and live it out
然后把这个应用在我们的生活中，把你的话语活出来。
Day by day，
每天这样的来做。
I pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.